All right, here it is. It's the bonus hour, the Friday version of the bonus hour. We're thrilled that you're listening.
I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, we're thrilled that you're here, Wendy. If you're just tuning in, Wendy had a tick.
A tick.
It's gone now.
Yeah, I...
Right. Not a nervous tick.
No.
Although it may have been, as it saw you approaching it with tweezers, I bet you had a nervous tick.
Yeah, I'm sorry to even discuss this, but I brought it up thinking...
We need to put a face on ticks, because for too long it was the silent killer, but now you have jumped forward and said, I got crazy amount of ticks on me.
No.
I'm not afraid.
And I'm not being funny here, because I have been walking around interviewing people here at the station.
Yes.
And no one has had a tick bite. Ashley, right. Have you had a tick bite? A tick on you?
Yes, I have, actually. But it was when I was not really young, but I was somewhat young.
Mm-hmm.
And
younger than you are now?
Younger than I am now, yes. But it was when I was probably like 6 or 7, and I did a camp over at the Morton Arboretum.
Oh.
So we would be outside day in and day out for like 5 weeks or something.
Oh,
along
no.
the line.
Wow.
So I've had like a few during that time.
And who
period.
Removed it for you?
My mom.
Okay.
So she knew, she read about it and knew that you had to pull it right out. You don't twist it.
Right.
And you have to look for like the bullseye. And if you see the bullseye, that's a good indicator that you could possibly have Lyme's disease.
And there
good
are...
for you for knowing, by the way, to pull it straight out. I had not been told that.
I just remember, I think my mom had a tick, so maybe it's a hereditary thing.
Probably got it from your mom's side of the family. That makes sense. Your dad, no ticks.
The
your
Italian
mom,
ticks.
Yeah.
The ticky.
How you doing?
My mom, my brother lives in Peoria or in the outskirts of, and he has a very forested, woody backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom, years ago, had something behind her ear, and my sister's like, oh, what is that? And upon further inspection, because when a tick bites you, they stick their head in your skin and they suck your blood, and then they puff up. They get really big with...
From your blood?
Yeah, they're like a big balloon of blood.
Ooh.
They don't get that big. I'm holding it like a cantaloupe size, but...
But a big tick. It's a good thing ticks are that small. What if they were that big, Wendy?
That would be terrible.
Horrible.
Like, I would imagine if a tic-tac was round, I know it's elongated.
Is that why they're called tic-tacs?
No, but that's about the size of maybe a full-blown tick. So it'd be pretty big. You'd see it.
Yes.
And my mom had one. My sister pulled it out. And all I remember her saying is, you can't leave the head in there.
Yep.
You got to pull it straight out. And I remembered that from like 30 years ago.
Wow. Good. It's good that you retain that knowledge.
But Lyme disease is debilitating. It goes undiagnosed. You can get your blood tested, and it has a negative reading, and you could still have it. I know it's terrible. It's nothing to joke about. I'm not trying to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to say...
You're nervous about it.
Yeah, I got bit by a tick. What do you do?
Mm-hmm.
What's the aftermath? And some people said you don't get that bullseye ring sometimes and still could be affected. And definitely ticks in the area have tested positive for Lyme disease.
Right. You are trying to see a doctor. You don't know yet when they can see you, but you're trying to make an appointment, right?
Well, I just called to say some listeners have suggested that, you're supposed to get on an antibiotic within 24 to 48 hours. But here's the thing. I don't know when this tick got on me. Maybe I didn't get it in Indiana because, you look at yourself naked in the mirror when you're getting ready and you get out of a shower. You do. So I would have noticed it, I feel, before last night.
How long do you do that every day? I'm just curious. Is that like most of the day, or is that just quick, or how does that play out usually?
I will tell you, I usually...
Do you play music during that?
No, but I usually put fake tan juice on, my or L'Oreal
sure.
Sublime.
Yep.
So I haven't put it on the last few times because I've gotten lazy.
No.
Because I would have noticed it then.
Yeah, probably.
But I...
Did the tick have a tan? Did you see? You
no.
didn't. It was too hard to tell, probably.
It was like a black speck, and now I have a few, I like to call them beauty marks, but I have a lot of moles. I'm very fair-complected.
Yep.
So now I'm like trying to pull them all off because I feel like I have ticks everywhere.
Here is an encouraging text, Wendy. Most of them are very scary, most of them, but this one's encouraging. Wendy, I always get ticks in Indiana. You are fine. I just pulled a dime-sized tick out of my scalp about a month ago.
Oh, God, help
you
us.
You will be fine. And then there's 1, 2, 3, 4 exclamation marks.
I'm going to go get my head shaved today, because how will I know?
Don't do that. Although we are doing Kojak as our Christmas pageant this year at WGN.
I like lollipops.
It'd be great for you. A very Kojak Christmas starring Wendy Snyder. Merry Christmas, baby. Oh, it's going to be big. Don't be scared. Now, I can tell you're nervous. You're scared. Don't be scared.
I just want to get my doctor's opinion on whether or not I need an antibiotic.
Yeah.
I washed it or used alcohol, rubbing alcohol, I should specify.
Whichever. That's fine.
Well,
whatever makes you comfortable.
Come on, watch all the Westerns. If somebody got shot or got their leg cut off,
swig of whiskey.
Or they always pour whiskey on the wound.
Right. Which is, as you've told me, a waste of good whiskey.
That's not
how you drink whiskey. You get very upset.
All right. Well, all I know is it was gross.
Sure it was.
And I got to tell you, it was so little, I didn't really see any arms and legs, so maybe they're still in me.
But we've been told it's the head. If the head is still in you, that's your problem. Can you see arms and legs on a tick? You can't,
right?
It's too small.
Depends how big they are. There are some pretty big. Deer ticks are big.
You can differentiate the body parts? That's amazing.
Well, it's a bug, yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen one.
I haven't until now.
Although the seeds on my hamburger bun keep moving. Is that good or bad? I think that's bad. I'm going to return it.
Are there other bugs that adhere to you that aren't ticks? Because I'm looking at these pictures of ticks, and I don't...
Bugs that just, like, melt, like, they see you and they go, I got to get in on this. Well, mosquitoes, to some extent, don't they? When they bite you, they just kind of...
Yeah, but it's not like you'd have to pull it out with tweezers.
Right, they don't burrow into you, right.
Flush it away, but is there another bug that would go into your skin like this was?
You'd have to call Harvey Klinger, because I don't have all the answers. Call entomologist Harvey Klinger.
Oh, they're so hideous.
You're seeing them close up?
Oh, I'm going to throw up.
I just see them as little black specks, kind of. I don't think I've ever seen any detail.
Well, here, take a peeky-poo.
All right, this isn't going to be pleasant. But
they look like almost like a spider.
Oh, yeah. I would not have thought them to be that detailed. To me, they just look like black seeds.
Yeah, but look at that embedding itself into your skin.
That's just rude. And Wendy's showing, just so people know, you're just showing me photographs. We don't actually
have. That's rude.
Yeah, that's rude.
That's what they
Why
do.
Why would you do that? I would not make a good tick.
They can't go to a salad bar. They have to dig in for some food.
Right.
Oh, right. I'm just bewildered and grossed out.
Now, on the show The Tick, did you ever watch that show? He didn't seem to have that problem. He wasn't burrowing in anybody's skin.
Well, that's what they do.
It's fake advertising.
I don't know if it was a tick, but I want to know if there's any other bug that...
Oh, so it might have been something other than...
I don't... It's
something better or worse?
That's a great question.
I hope something better.
But I was told from my research online, it was a nymph.
A nymph tick?
Black-legged ticks are quite small, could be mistaken for a freckle. The black-legged tick larva, which is gross-looking, the nymph, the adult female, and the adult male... Of course, the male's the biggest.
Yep.
When the black-legged tick is in its nymph stage, the risk of transmission of Lyme disease is the greatest.
Oh.
You wouldn't think the babies would be the ones to take care of it.
Right. You're
nymphs
right.
Nymphs are tiny and difficult to see.
Or just nymph ticks?
Nymph ticks.
Nymph tick. The password is nymph tick.
Should I call my doctor back and say it was a nymph tick?
Hey, doc, this just in. We've determined that the tick that ticked me, was a nymph tick. And then play that bomp, bomp, bomp. See if your doctor reacts to that.
What's a... they weren't leeches. I know what a leech looks like.
How does a leech differ from a tick?
It's more of a elongated thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Does a leech doesn't have the arm and leg structure that you showed me on a tick, does it?
No, doesn't that tick look like a spider, kind of?
Yeah, it does. I was surprised to see it look that way.
I did check my dog for ticks, and he's taking his flea and tick medication and heartworm as well.
You should take the same. Whatever he's taken, I would double the dosage.
I was going to take it. There's an extra one.
You should do that. You should split that up evenly with him. That seems right.
Give me half.
Right.
Well, I, of course, I'm very
worried now.
I'm pretty sure
You'll be fine.
I think it was a nymph, and I'm not very happy about it.
Would it feel better, like if you said to your doctor, we're on the air right now, can you please come up and check me immediately, because I can't relax until I know that I'm okay. Would that work for you?
He'd never make it in time.
Oh, he's in the suburbs?
Yeah.
Yeah, he wouldn't make it.
Because I live in the suburbs, so why would I have a doctor down
here? Does this building have a tick specialist on call?
No, but isn't there a medical?
Yeah, I think there is a medical.
Somebody on call. Is there a doctor in the building?
There should be.
I don't think so. I don't know.
Building of this size should have a doctor's bay like they have on Star Trek. But not with futuristic stuff, just with modern day stuff.
You're at more risk of contracting Lyme disease if the tick remained attached to you for at least 36 hours.
And you don't know the answer to that.
I don't.
There's no way, because he refused to answer any of your questions. He was very non-cooperative.
He did not answer me.
Ticks are like that. They just don't, they only care about themselves.
And I poured rubbing alcohol on top of him, mm-hmm. but I guess that doesn't kill it. That just makes them back out of your skin, allegedly.
Is there some bug that they used to pour gasoline on? Or did I might be imagining it, but I don't think I am. I think there was some, maybe it was leeches. There was some bug that if you had on you, you were supposed to douse with gasoline.
Maybe it was a tick.
Maybe. How do I know that? How and why would I?
Were you a campfire girl?
for six long weeks, I was. That was a mistake. I didn't enjoy myself and walked away with no merit badges. None. What does it say? What have you learned, Dorothy?
I don't know, but all I did was... Oh, lice. Is gasoline a recommended treatment for lice?
There's some bug that they said, if you get this on you, you want to douse yourself with gasoline, which normally is not solid advice. Normally, I would say to the kids listening, don't put gasoline on yourself.
Too expensive.
Way too expensive.
The city taxes wouldn't be worth it.
You're going to go broke, and you're a kid.
The practice of using gasoline or kerosene, benzene, or turpentine to kill head and body lice is an old one.
It is lice, isn't it?
References to it appear in medical journals as far back as 1917, with even those sources positioning that mode of treatment as a well-established one. So old news.
Oh.
People are saying it's valid. It's a valid home remedy, even though significant pharmacological advancement for dealing with lice has taken place over the last century.
I am going to stop carrying a vial of gasoline in my utility belt. Today's the last day. On Monday, I'm going to keep something else in that vial.
I wonder
what it'll gasoline.
Be.
I don't know.
Kool-Aid?
Yeah, probably some Kool-Aid. Some black cherry Kool-Aid.
Good to know.
Wendy, when we return... Unless this is too painful, you tell me.
What?
I have 100 facts about the Chicago Bears because they have, you know, as of yesterday, as you know from watching the game, they're 100 years old. The Bears are 100 years old. And they played like it last night, let's be honest. But
They did. I'll give you that.
They did. But I have some, what I would normally call fun facts. I don't know. Are they fun?
How about facts?
Let's just go with facts. Right. I'm looking through them. Only two of them have been fun out of the 13 that I've read so far. So it's a low percentage of fun. But they are, in fact, facts about the 100-year-old Chicago Bears. So it's up to you. Unless it's too painful.
No, we should
hear
it.
You're okay?
Yeah.
Maybe it'll cheer people up. Maybe once they hear these, they'll say, okay, even though they had a rough night last night, they're steeped in history and tradition. Maybe. Or it might make people angry. Either way.
I want to hear them.
All right. All right. So that'll come up in just a little bit. Also, I think Kim Gordon is doing the news for us in just a little while. Stick around. There's a lot more ahead. It's Bill and Wendy on W.
Hey, baby, they're playing our song. And I don't like it because someone has suggested perhaps this was a chigger.
Is that better or worse?
It's a type of mite that you can get from the grass, and they burrow into your... skin
Yikes.
Too. But within hours of being bitten, you'll feel intense itching around the affected area. I don't have
All right.
it.
I'm not trying to scare you.
Yes, you are.
I'm not.
Kim, have you ever been bitten by a tick? I think I had a tick that I had to pull out of me last night.
Last night.
a long time ago when I was a little kid at camp, but it's been a long time.
Same with Ashley, the camp.
Yeah.
Because you're in the woods and you're hiking, and, you know, when you're a kid at sleepaway camp, you're not as clean as you would be when you're at
right.
home.
I was in the woods playing bocce ball with my family in Indiana.
In what decade was this, Wendy?
Sunday.
Oh, right. Sounds like something you might have said in the 40s.
Bocce ball's making a comeback.
Yeah, it is. You're absolutely right.
You know what? This set of bocce balls my sister has had for, I don't know, probably 40 years. And, you know, we always had them at family picnics, and no one really played with them. And now it's like every year it's made a comeback.
It's very popular now.
How do you play?
There's a little baby ball, the bocce, and you throw it. And then it's lawn bowling, basically. So you're taking two other balls, and each player would get two balls, and you try to roll your ball closest to that bocce.
To the small ball.
Uh-huh. But you want to hit it?
You could hit it, but we might have varied the rules, but if both your balls, we had four people playing, each get two balls, so eight balls.
Yes.
If your two are the closest to the bocce ball, you would get 2 points. Otherwise, it's just 1 point, and we played up to 10.
How many turns do you get, or just depends?
Just till whoever gets up to 10.
Okay. And each time is a point?
If you're the closest ball to the bocce ball.
To the small ball.
You get a point.
Yes.
Nobody else gets a point.
Right. So one game took an hour.
Oh, really? To get to 10 took an hour?
Because there were so many divots and acorns. It was I really did feel like we were playing in the middle of the forest. It wasn't very flat. Typically, you're supposed to play it on a nice soft lawn.
And
this was not that.
Is there like a circle or somewhere? I've seen them. Are they set up like a bowling lane?
No, it's just you have one tiny ball, and whoever starts first throws the ball, and then you try and get it closest to that little bocce ball.
Okay, so there's no target. There's nothing.
The bocce ball is the target.
Your target.
Okay, so it's a moving target, basically.
No, well, you throw the ball, it lands, and then
for that game, that little bocce ball stays in one spot
for that round, and then the next person throws it, and then
got it.
When I was little, and we would go back to my mom's, what she referred to lovingly as the old neighborhood, whenever we were there at night, there were guys playing bocce ball is it a court that you play it on?
I guess you could, yeah.
So it was lit specifically for bocce ball.
Oh.
I mean, these guys were serious. Yeah, they used actual bocce lighting, yes. But I didn't understand the rules then. We would watch it, for half an hour or 45 minutes.
They have it at Pinstripes.
Oh, do they have it there?
They have a bocce. They have bocce.
A court.
Courts. Yeah, that's why I was asking.
Indoors or outdoors?
I'm trying to remember. I think it's outside at Pinstripes, the one in Northbrook.
Yeah? Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know they. Anytime I watch it, I don't fully understand the rules, but it looks like fun, and it has. It's made a huge comeback. Mm-hmm. Used to just be very, very old men who would play.
I am an old man sometimes, especially when I get up in the morning.
No, I'm not trying to scare you, I swear, but I'm curious. Do you remember the bug that used to go through your ear?
The earwig. It was on a Night Gallery.
It was on a Night Gallery episode, because in that one, can I do a spoiler alert? It's been 51 years since this episode aired. They said if it's a male, it goes in and comes out the other side. But if it's a female, a woman, really?
A woman bug.
It could lay its eggs in your brain, and that's what happened on... That's bad.
It's very rare that it happens.
Right, thankfully. Because that would be awful. What a horrible thing that would be. I'm not trying to scare you.
Did you have to burn your tick off?
No, that is a fallacy. You're supposed to take tweezers and pull it straight out. And I did I had my little tweezer man, real fine point ones, and I went very close to my skin and just pulled, and it pulled my skin up.
Oh, yeah,
And then I heard this popping sound. No, I didn't. But it was really stuck in my skin. And then I put it on a tissue, and there was some fresh blood there. Not very much on me, in a very tiny little hole where it was.
Yeah.
And it looks like I got all... It didn't look like any...
What's the length?
I'm telling you, I drew a picture of it. It's like... It's like between a poppy seed and a sesame seed. So this was
it was a little
nymph,
baby one.
Yeah. But they say the nymph... ticks are the ones that carry Lyme disease. So I called my doctor to see if I'm supposed to get on an antibiotic.
What'd he say?
I'm waiting for them to call me back, and I may talk to him Monday.
All right.
I mean, it's Friday afternoon.
Right.
If he calls during the news, can we put him on the air?
No.
No? Even if you tell him he's on the air?
It'll be the nurse who calls me back.
All right.
And it depends what they say.
The nymph nurse or the regular nurse? That's her personal business, Wendy. I apologize for asking. That's none of my business.
You've embarrassed yourself.
Yeah, I did.
I'm proud of
it's
you.
It's not the first time.
All right. News time right now, and then, you know, it's going to be given to us by a Packer fan, but whatever. We'll talk Bears after Packer fan Kim Gordon's news right now. I could sit around, tell you all. Your voice has gotten better. You were a little nervous to start, weren't you?
I can't answer and sing at the same time, Wendy. Hold on, I'm still singing. Hold on. I'm almost done. Well, thank you for that. Kim, what happened in the game last night? I didn't get to...
Well, I only saw the second half.
Yeah.
Because I had to go to dinner with a friend of mine for her birthday.
Yes.
So, I would say... Since I'm not like the football maven, but you know, we won.
The Packers won.
The Packers won.
For those of you who don't know,
you kicked our ass.
Kim, I would say it was an ass kicking because I mean, really,
neither team looked great.
No, you know, like somebody said,
game.
I think it was Al Michaels said the Packers were able to dust the rust off a little bit better than the Bears.
He's right. He's right.
But Aaron Rodgers says we have a defense which we did not have last year.
Yeah. Yep. People around town a little upset about last night's game. Did you pick any of that up?
A little bit.
Just a little
bit.
You
mainly.
I'm not upset. All it said to me was, I've got my Sunday afternoons free for the next several months.
Are you back off the bear bandwagon?
Yeah, he is.
I was
you
never
can still
on
join
it.
Mine.
Kim, I'm thinking about it.
But he can't come back to ours.
No, I'm fine with that.
Once we start winning, and they will.
All right.
I will have no part of this.
You know, I was reading Twitter and all this stuff, and people are saying, you know, they don't have the confidence in Mitch Trubisky.
Right.
What do you think?
I don't think he's the dynamo that people think he is. I think he's a good quarterback. I don't think he's a great quarterback. He's got the ability to get better, but I don't think he's ever going to be what we saw from Aaron Rodgers the last several years. That's never going to happen.
Not many people are going to be like Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady.
Right. I would say they're the two. You know. Well, I don't know. Mahomes.
The Manning.
The Kansas
Mahomes
City.
Is very
the Chiefs
strong.
Guy, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Chiefs quarterback.
Yep.
We shall see.
We shall see. All right. I have here in my hand 100 facts about the Bears, and no one's going anywhere until I get all 100 out.
Okay.
Oh, God.
So I'm going to read 8 at a time. The Bears are one of two remaining charter members of the NFL who have been around since the league's inception. Can you name the other team that has been around since the very beginning, 100 years ago?
Packers.
It's not the Packers. That would have been my guess. It says here that the other charter member is the Arizona Cardinals, although that's tricky because they started out in Chicago and then moved to Phoenix years later. I mean, they were in St. Louis for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Then they ended up in Phoenix. So I don't know how they consider that one of the two remaining teams.
I know the Packers started celebrating their 100th year last year.
I thought so, too.
Yeah.
Where are you getting this information?
All right.
From, I'm not sure this is correct.com.
Cheeseheads.com.
Right.
Boy, they wouldn't even know.
Wendy, what was the original name of the Chicago Bears? Do you know
the
this?
The Staleys.
Yes. Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah.
The Decatur Staleys.
I'm sorry.
Still get full credit. I'm just throwing that in. Isn't that strange, though, that when awarding a franchise, you would go, I know they played in Decatur, so obviously.
Right.
But O'Hare Airport isn't really in Chicago. We call it Chicago, but, you know, I'm surprised they didn't call them the Chicago Staleys right out of the box. They called themselves the Bears to pay homage to the Chicago Cubs.
That, I heard, was false.
I don't know. It's right here in this mightnotbetrue.com.
So, Bill has 100 fake facts about the Bears.
Right.
Great. I'll stay for those.
The team's sleeves, Wendy, have the letters GSH on them.
George S. Hallis.
Yes.
That I even knew.
Yeah. What's S for, though? Staley?
Well, if you saw the game last night, I think you know.
You're killing yourself today, aren't you?
I don't know how I do it.
I don't either.
All right. The Bears have played at Soldier Field since 1971. Prior to that, where did they play?
Wrigley Field.
Yes. Look. Wow.
I'm a Bears fan.
You are nailing this.
Did you know that, Kim?
No.
Okay.
What is the university that the Bears hold their training camp at in Bourbonnais? What university is
Olivet
that?
Olivet Nazarene.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You're on a roll.
I do know some
this
of these.
Is so, you're doing so good.
I might
good.
Be finished with what I know.
You are doing so good. Although the Bears have only won one single Super Bowl, we know, they also won a total of 8 NFL championships between the NFL and the AFL since 1970. That's impressive. That's good, right? Mitchell Trubisky, it says here, is off to a flying start in his NFL career. This was written prior to yesterday's game. As he's one of just 3 Bears players to throw for 6 touchdowns in a game. He's also one of only 3 Bears taken with a 2nd overall pick in the NFL draft.
Huh.
All right. Khalil Mack's contract, a 6-year deal worth $141 million, was the biggest ever given to a defensive player. Now, it doesn't say whether that's in the NFL or in Bears history. I don't know the answer to that. Do you? That's a lot of money.
I don't remember.
That is a lot of money.
I think in the whole NFL.
Yeah?
I really do. I seem to remember reading that.
That's impressive. Matt Nagy is one of only 2 Bears coaches to win 10 or more games in his first season with the team. He's only the 2nd coach in team history to make the playoffs in his first season.
And again, the only one impressive. To wear a visor.
I think he is.
Which he's getting a lot of crap for, and at first I was like, leave the guy alone. But really, why a visor? You know,
because he also, in addition to being the Bears coach, he deals blackjack at the Rivers Casino. Did you know that?
Is it a way for him to kind of cover up that card and cover up, you know, like put the card up to his visor?
But then wear a Bears baseball cap.
Right.
Yeah.
The visor looks very silly. Unless you're a little kid at summer camp.
It's
golfing.
Right. Even then you can put a visor on. It was a look that took a little while to get used to, but then once I got it, I go, oh, that's what he wears. So, okay.
Maybe he needs to shield his eyes, but sometimes you can get really hot in a hat. Maybe he gets too hot.
So you wear a hat every day. It just, yeah. I know your head may get hot because the rest of you is sizzling. But
Wendy said that facetiously, right, Kim?
No, I didn't.
She meant it.
I was reading facetiousness.
But I mean, you wouldn't wear a visor, and
I would not wear a visor.
It's not a good look.
Remember, Abe Gibbern used to wear a yarmulke all the time. Remember?
Mm-hmm. Did he really?
No.
Why do I believe you?
Nope.
Khalil Mack, highest paid defensive player in NFL history.
Wow.
Yes.
At $141 million
extension.
Wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
The Staley's nickname, the Decatur Staley's, came from the A.E. Staley Food Starch Company, which was located in Decatur, Illinois. The city was the home of the Bears franchise for its first year in existence.
Not that fascinating.
I didn't think that one was interesting at all. After the Staley's first season...
Well, you wondered why it was called the Staley's.
I had some curiosity, but now that I know the answer, I wish I didn't. I wish so badly I didn't. George Halas, bought the rights to the team for $100.
Man.
And move them to Chicago. A fairly good investment.
I would say.
Yeah, that's a decent investment. I'm no Dr. J. The Bears borrowed their blue and orange team colors from another Illinois institution.
That Illini.
Yes, Wendy. Wow.
U of I.
Wow.
They're not doing too well either. Maybe they should change the colors.
No. The Bears' iconic C logo was borrowed from 2 different teams, the Cardinals that we told you about that left town, and the University of Chicago.
All right, I didn't know that.
And the University of Chicago.
That's pretty interesting.
I just assumed, like almost every other team in every city in America, they always have letters that indicate the city that they're from. If you look at nearly every team in every major sport.
Who's the team that has the Walgreens W?
The Washington
Nationals?
Yeah.
That is totally Walgreens W.
It doesn't look like they stole Walgreens W. The Monsters of the Midway nickname originated with the Chicago Maroons, as the Bears borrowed the nickname after that team folded in the 1930s. I have never heard of the Chicago Maroons.
Me either.
Hey, you Maroon.
But I don't even know what the Midway refers to. Like a Midway, like a carnival, or a Midway, the
Not
airport?
Not the airport.
I've always assumed Midway meant just the Midwest, that we're
like midway
between one coast to the other.
Okay.
That's what I've believed anyway. I don't know. Doesn't that kind of make sense? Red Grange, Wendy, the great Red Grange, was the first Bears free agent signing, and he gave a new legitimacy to both the team and the league when he inked his contract back in 1925. Now, this is when they were wearing helmets that were made
of leather,
of paper, basically. It was no, you saw those helmets and just went, what in the world could that have protected? There was nothing there.
I just want to tell you, Monsters of the Midway nickname did not originally refer to the Bears. As you mentioned, it was the moniker for a different football team, the University of Chicago Maroons.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
It didn't say the University of Chicago team
it
in there.
Just
it just said the Maroons.
The Chicago Maroons.
Okay, well, that was from University of Chicago.
Oh.
And that's all that... Oh,
the University of Chicago doesn't have football now.
No. No.
No, but I don't know what the actual Monsters of the Midway...
What did George Halas do in addition to playing football for the Chicago Bears? Do either of you know this?
He yelled a lot.
He was, he was.
Was he a reporter?
Nope. He was also a baseball player who registered 2 hits and 22 at-bats for the New York Yankees in 1919.
Did you know that prior to now?
I knew he dabbled in baseball. I didn't know he played Major League Baseball.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Wow. George Halas held the NFL record for nearly 50 years when he returned a fumble for 98 yards for a touchdown during the 1923 season. It doesn't say who broke that record, but that's a pretty long return. Halas was one of 3 Bears to be charter members of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. The other 2 Bears were Red Grange and Bronco Nagurski.
You bring his name up a lot.
I like to say Bronco Nagurski. Yeah. That was going to be, should my wife and I have had a son, we were going to name him Bronco Nagurski.
Can I tell you what the Midway was since this
what
was
is it?
The University of Chicago's mascot, the Maroons?
Mm-hmm.
They were Monsters of the Midway. They stopped playing, so the Bears took it. The Midway is not Midway Airport. It is the Midway Plaisance, which is in the heart of the University of Chicago in the Hyde Park neighborhood on the south side.
I had no idea.
I didn't either.
Plaisance?
It is one of the city's most spectacular boulevards.
Mm.
It's a parkland.
It still exists?
On both sides by some of Chicago's most beautiful and architecturally significant buildings. The Midway was built for the World's Columbian Exposition of 1893, and those who went there could see many wondrous sights, including the world's first Ferris wheel, named after its inventor.
George Ferris.
Yes. Was it?
I think so. Or was he the host of the Gong Show?
That was Chuck Barris.
Or was he the baseball player for the Yankees who had 61 home runs?
That I can't answer. You'll have to answer your
Roger Maris.
Okay, very good. But Midway Plaisance.
Was that George Maharis?
He was in West Side Story. Oh, no. George Sakaris.
Yeah, George Sakaris.
Maharis? Who was he, an
this
actor?
This is an impressive game, guys.
That's no game.
I'm sorry, Wendy. I cut you off, and you've got a tick.
I'm done. Right. I don't have the tick anymore. I'm tickless.
I'm glad you said it. When the Bears moved from Wrigley Field to Soldier Field, they left something interesting behind.
A jockstrap.
No.
In the locker room.
Wait. No, it's not. The cement bases for their field goal posts. The bases were found when crews redid Wrigley's building surface after the 2007 season. Why wouldn't you take those? You're supposed to take those.
Too heavy. Yeah.
I guess so. Yep. The Bears have played their home games primarily at Wrigley Field and Soldier Field, but renovations back in 2002 forced the team to play their home games at Memorial Stadium in the University of Illinois. I forgot about that. That was a whole year, remember, that they were playing on a college field.
When they turned Soldier Field into looking like a UFO.
Yep. Yep.
A bedpan. It looks more like a bedpan. It really does. It looks like a bedpan was put into this awesome, architecturally sound, beautiful thing.
You know what's funny is when you're in there,
it's pretty great.
It looks great.
Yeah.
And it makes sense. But when you're driving by there,
it looks strange.
It looks like an ELO album cover.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Who did this? Who did this to Soldier Field? It's like a weird clash of past and future that doesn't really gel well together unless you're inside. And then you go, oh, yeah, they did a nice job.
You know, I'm just sitting here thinking about Monsters of the Midway, and that's such, if you think about it, it literally has no connection to the Bears because they never never played at the University of Chicago. They played at Wrigley Field.
Yeah.
It came from another team, but it stuck.
Yeah,
so how did that happen?
I don't know.
But that C logo that looks like a football, they also stole from the
University of Chicago. Yeah.
They're thieves. It's a very creative town. What happened back then?
I don't know. We must have been on break.
I'm glad they kept it, though. I like all of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because of the renovations made to Soldier Field was stripped of its status as a National Historic Landmark.
Wait, I thought that's why they left the facade of the building to keep it that way.
I'm with you. I'm leaning in that exact same direction.
What's the name of this website that you got all this stuff from?
Fakefacts.com. The Houston Texans are the only undefeated team in Soldier Field history, winning both of their games at the historic stadium. We don't play a lot of games again. To be fair,
right.
We play very few games against
AFC,
the. Yeah, right. So not that we haven't had that many chances. The Baltimore Ravens are the only NFL team to never win a game at the stadium. They have gone 0-3 so far.
Really?
Yeah. The Pittsburgh Steelers have a horrible record when they play at Soldier Field. They are 1-11.
Wow.
That's surprising because the Steelers have had a pretty decent team.
Yeah, over all these years.
Yep. According to Pro Football References, the Bears have played 14 games at the old Comiskey Park and have gone 8-6 in those games. Did you have any idea that the Bears ever played at White Sox Park, the old one?
No.
I never heard of that before. I wonder what the circumstances were.
I don't know.
Why would they have played there? The Bears have played exhibition games in 5 foreign countries.
Really?
And then it names 3 of them.
Oh. They'll be playing in London this year, correct?
Sweden, Germany, and Ireland so far, but it says 5 foreign countries, but then they only name 3. I don't know. Yeah. I have no idea why they didn't name the other 2. Yeah, they will.
Wait, are the Bears playing in London or the Cubs are playing in London?
Is Roe going to London? Isn't he going?
No, you're right. I think it is the Bears playing.
Yeah, Bears, I believe.
Bears. And then the Blackhawks are playing in Prague.
Yep.
Got to keep it all straight.
The coldest game in Chicago Bears history was played in Minnesota back in 1972. I remember watching that game. The Bears and the Vikings played in 2 degrees below zero weather, and the Bears were beaten 23-10, which is ironic because usually when it's cold, everybody keeps going, it's bear weather. They're going to do great.
They're lying. They're just saying stuff.
I think they are
okay,
lying.
The Cubs are playing the Cardinals in London next year. Yes, so I knew I wasn't.
But that's not
that.
The road trip that got canceled, is it? That's
no,
a different trip.
June of 2020.
I think Roe is also canceled on that one. Roe is not allowed in the
UK. He's not allowed in Europe.
Not allowed in Europe until the Brexit thing is solved, and then they'll let him back in. The hottest game in Bears history was played in 89-degree weather. The Bears lost 2 games in Florida, including last year's contest against the Dolphins, but have won a game against the Steelers in that weather in 2017.
The craziest weather game that I've ever seen of the Bears. Remember when they had to evacuate the stadium a few years ago?
What happened? Why did they do that?
It was a horrible, horrible thunderstorm, and they had to evacuate. There were some tornadoes around.
So did they end up suspending that game?
I don't remember if they suspended it or if they had to wait.
I thought that was Lollapalooza. I didn't know it was a Bears game.
I know the Bears game. I feel like that was around the time of the Washington tornado.
There was a bad fog game. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Fogged out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was wild.
And then this is years ago because my son was little, but there was an absolute downpour on Halloween because he gave up Halloween to come up here for a Bears
Monday night
game.
Right?
Yes.
Yes.
It was, and they retired somebody's jersey that night, too. Maybe Butkus's jersey.
That sounds right. That was a crazy game.
It was horrible. I mean, it was just.
Right.
2013, Kim, is what you're talking about. The Bears, Ravens, Soldier Field evacuated under tornado warning.
Yeah.
So the game
I forgot about that.
How did they do it with the game? They couldn't have played the game in that. Did they just suspend it where it was?
I think
they just waited
it out. Yeah? Yeah, but didn't people go into the bowels of Soldier Field? And
I think so, because my brother was there with my nephew, and I remember that they had to.
Ugh. Imagine sitting there through that long of a ordeal.
Initially, it was believed the storm would pass by, but conditions deteriorated fast at Soldier Field. Players remained on the field stretching and standing on the sidelines.
You almost described last night's game.
I guess those football players are stronger than a tornado.
Yep.
After a few minutes, the field was vacated and both teams went to their locker rooms. And I could have sworn they were in like the bowels of Soldier Field.
Oh, maybe.
And I thought they went to Adam Hogue would know this.
He's the Bears insider.
Yes, he is. They went to, I thought, various restaurants and stuff just to get away from it. I can't remember.
I never remember.
Did Billy Dak help out, Wendy? I bet he did.
Yes.
Good for him.
The Bears were losing at the time.
Hmm.
And it doesn't say where they went. That's I seem to remember that.
So you think the fans just burrowed underground and like formed new communities underground?
No, it was a 2-hour delay. I'm just seeing bits and pieces of this. So
they ended up playing.
Yeah, there's a 2-hour delay. Oh. God, would you have waited for that?
No, and it's severe not, because in the NFL they play through pretty much anything.
They will call it for lightning, though.
Yeah, you'd have to.
And tornadoes, guys.
Yeah, I guess
you'd can't take the risk of somebody getting hit by lightning.
But you've seen snowstorms and fog storms and stuff like that. So, Kim, thank you for hanging out. Have a great weekend. Wendy and I will come back and say goodbye next. It's Bill and Wendy.
Good night. Good night. Until we meet again. Adios.
All right, that's it for today's show for the bonus hour. Wendy, are you or not going to the doctors now?
I haven't heard back from them.
Nothing yet?
But perhaps they can phone in an antibiotic, or maybe I'm in the clear. Hope to see you Monday.
We'll see.
If not, the tick took me down.
Something so small. I always imagine whatever would eventually take you down would be gigantic, like a dragon. Not a small bug the size of a seed. I lost my bet. About $20. Hope you're happy.
I'm not.
No, you can't be happy. You got a tick.
I don't have it anymore. It's not on my person. It's in my garbage can.
All right, then you're fine. Then you're fine. Thanks for listening, everybody. Tune in Monday. See if Wendy's still with us.
It's a cliffhanger. Won't you feel like absolute crap if something happens to me?
I would feel awful.
For what, an hour?
Not that long. 20 minutes, 30 minutes? You got to be resilient, Wendy. The key is resilience. You got to bounce back. I'm bouncing
back.
Yeah, I'm dancing. You know what this music does to me.
It is. It puts the... Makes you feel vigorous.
Yeah.
All right. Well, have a good weekend with that.
All right. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.
Your money, sports traffic, and weather, next on WGN.
Honey, I switched the family to Boost Mobile and we got so much more.
Like what?
Well, we got 4 free LG Stylo 5 phones, 4 lines for just $25 per line per month. I smashed up the car and unlimited gigs.
Wait, did you say you smashed up the car?
Yes, it's completely smashed. But 4 free phones.
Switch to Boost and get 4 lines for just $25 per line per month. 4 free phones with unlimited gigs, all on our super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Terms and conditions apply. New customers only. Visit BoostMobile.com for details.
Hi, folks. Dirk Bentley here. Being on the go is a big part of my life. I love seeing new places, meeting new people, and performing all over the world. For energy on the go, for me, it's 5-hour energy. It works fast, works long, and it tastes good. With 0 sugar and 4 calories. Try it. It could work for your on-the-go life, too. 5-Hour Energy. Energy on the go.
Get 5-Hour Energy at your local 7-Eleven.
Your money on WGN. The Dow up 108 points. The Nasdaq's up 9 points. And the S&P 500 up 6 points. WGN Sports. The White Sox host the LA Angels tonight. The pregame's at 6:35. The first pitch after that with Ed Farmer and Darren Jackson on 720 WGN. The Cubs are in Milwaukee this evening. WGN Traffic is sponsored by Amita Health. Amita Health makes it easy to access their high-quality care. With online scheduling in hundreds of locations, learn more at AmitaHealth.org/access or call 855-MY-AMITA. Amita Health, in sickness and in health. Here's Lauren Lapka.
Traffic is heavy northbound on Lakeshore Drive after an earlier accident at Jackson. Right now it's 25 minutes from Marquette to Jackson. Also seeing heavy traffic southbound between the Oak Street Curve and Chicago. Up on Edens is a bit backed up at Cicero. It's 25 from Montrose to Lake Cook. On the Kennedy, it's 35 minutes out to O'Hare, a half hour inbound. Up on Eisenhower, stop and go between Independence and First. Both sides between 390 and the Circle are 40 minutes. Traffic is heavy out on the Stevenson. That's between Damon and Pulaski. It's 50 to Veterans Memorial. No delays inbound. Up on Dan Ryan looks good. Inbound local lanes are slow from Canalport. It's 20 in from 95th. And there's an accident eastbound on the Jane Addams blocking the right shoulder at Lee. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffix Chicago app approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Lauren Lapka, WGN Traffic Central.
And the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center today, mostly cloudy skies. It's breezy, a high of 74. Tonight, going to become partly cloudy, a little cooler, a low of 57. And tomorrow, partly sunny, pleasant with a high of 76. Currently, it's 71 at O'Hare, 74 at Midway, 68 in Racine, Wisconsin, and 68 on Chicago's lakefront. I'm Jen DeSalvo in the WGN newsroom, ready to join the conversation live whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Thinking big thoughts so you don't have to.
Friday.
Here's John Lee.
That means the bright side's going to come your way today. Sure feels and smells and looks like an autumn day football season, doesn't it? Everybody's walking around with a long face in Chicago today. I saw more Green Bay Packers jerseys and shirts downtown Chicago today than I did Bears. That's for sure. So we'll all have a reason to smile when we share with each other something good in our world. That's the bright side. We do it Fridays at 2:40 after we review some fun things to do in the city on a September weekend. That's our plan between 2:30 and 3. Do join us. It'll put a smile on your face. I promise it. If not, a full refund. Good way to start the weekend as you get ready for the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis and company. We'll talk a little bit about what happened in the Bears game. I said to my wife, Brenda, and she listens sometimes, I said, you know, the one great thing about sports, it's just amusing to me, and I'm glad it's not my beat because it would probably frustrate me, is that you can be the smartest guy in the world and be completely wrong. Like if you're a mathematician or a scientist or I don't know, you know, if you're a lot of things and you're one of the best people in the world, you're right. You are so right. The over-under in yesterday's football game was 46 points. A total of 13 were scored, three of them by our side. And we were supposed to win, and it was supposed to be all of these. It was nothing as was advertised. And all the smart people, even the smartest people in Vegas who put their money on the line, were wrong about a lot of stuff yesterday. I mean, I could have been smarter than that, and I'm just a go-along. So I'm like, yeah, I think we're going to win 12 games. We're, you know, 46, I'll take the over. It's going to be close. It was nothing like was advertised. I kept adjusting my set. I wanted to make sure I had the right game on. We'll talk a little bit more about what happened with some expert voices after 1:30. I won't dwell on that right now. By the way, Steve, Jen DeSalvo just did the news. You're back in the news anchor seat now. But, you know, we have that Sterigenics story. And just one observation about that in passing. That company is operating in the Chicago area, and we have reached out to them for months, Elif and I have, saying you guys are getting beat up in the news. Luke Cairo's got a really good ad telling people to go see him instead of some other attorney because they may have a suit against you. And we'd like to hear your side of the story, and they don't want to come on. And I don't know why. Maybe that's smart on their part. Maybe it's not, but they don't want to come on. But we sort of treat that company like it's some foreign power invading the Chicago area, when in fact it's a bunch of people in the Chicago area who work at that company. You know, they're not the villains, but it must be really weird for them to think that the company regularly is vilified in the press, seen as a polluter and cancer causer, and that's where you go to work every day. I don't know what that's like. I mean, you know, really, if I used to think if I had a job at a tobacco company, it would probably be hard for me to keep that job. I don't think I would work there. And if you're working at Sterigenics, I wonder if that's a difficult hat to put on every day. That's local folks right here in Chicago. The story that continues to surprise me, though, today is Sharpiegate, which, God bless, as Lauren Lapkus said, the internet, y'all are funny.
Oh, my God, there's some really good ones.
It got, like, the first three I saw, I thought were pretty good. If you just Google hashtag Sharpiegate, I think that's the best way to search it. There are so many funny things about how you can change the news to your advantage with a Sharpie.
It's, my favorite is when they changed the check to from Mexico to pay for the wall.
Yeah, yeah. They got a new check there. Somebody altered a credit score. The first three I saw were a golf hole that was enhanced to accommodate the ball that missed. The wall that was drawn where there is no wall, just a bunch of Sharpie sticks up and down. The best one that made me laugh, out of the gate anyway, was the one of the inaugural crowd, and there were just a bunch of stick figure creatures to fill out the white mats at the Trump inauguration. I thought that was funny. Maybe you didn't.
Did you see the one of, like, drawn abs on him
yes,
in a golf outfit?
I know. He's ripped. He's got a six-pack. You can see it under his shirt, man.
There's one of a credit score that's been boosted.
Yeah, right. We just mentioned that while you were grabbing the phone,
sorry.
I think. No, it's all good. It's just funny how clever people are out there, especially if it's not your ox getting gored. But in the Mincing Rascals podcast, which we recorded yesterday, and I don't know where you find podcasts, but I hope you find this one. We think it's pretty